بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفاه، أما بعد. One Sahabi came to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he inquired that there are so many things in deen in terms of the optional amal, the additional amal, there's so many things. One riwayat, the word is abwabul khair, all the various righteous actions and deeds. And in one riwayat is mentioned, he says that I am now very old, so I cannot encompass all these different aspects. It's beyond me to do all this. So now I want something that I can just latch on to, one thing that I can latch on to. Further, he said in one riwayat is mentioned, don't please make it lengthy because I'll forget. Subhanallah, the zeal of the Sahaba, they didn't ask questions or request things because out of interest, out of curiosity. They asked for amal. They asked so that they could make it a part of their lives. So when he requested this, that I want something that I can latch on to, so Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him only one simple advice. Obviously the Sahaba, all the fundamentals, everything was fully in their lives. So now something additional he wanted to latch on to. All he told him was, لَا يَزَالُ لِسَانُكَ رَتْبًا مِّن ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Keep your tongue moist with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. At all times, keep your tongue moist with the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Now, this is the advice Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave somebody who wanted to latch on to something. So obviously the Sahaba, when they latched on to it, like in one hadith it is mentioned once, while the Sahaba were in Salah, somebody in the Salah said, recited something aloud, just came out of him. Allahu Akbar Kabira, walhamdulillahi kathira, wa subhanallahi mukratan wa asila. So after the Salah, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam inquired, who said this? So somebody indicated, I said it. So he said, I was really astonished at this. The doors of the heavens opened out for it. Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhu, he is reporting this hadith Sharif. He says, from that day, from the time I heard this, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, that the doors of the heavens opened up for it, till this day I haven't left out saying it. One time they heard the virtue and that was it. They latched themselves onto it and daily without fail he would now keep up to it. So this is the same zeal that this sahabi had. So his life was now attached to the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So the Sahaba, despite their purity, their tazkiyah, what level of islah they were on, what strength of iman they had, that the awliya of the entire world till Qiyamah put together can't reach the rank of one Sahabi. And at that level of purity and that level of cleanliness of heart and islah and tazkiyah, they are still being advised to hold on steadfast to the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So this highlights how important the zikr is. It's often taken as an optional thing, do it, don't do it, all fine. But to what extent it is necessary for our spiritual progress, for the cleanliness of the heart, for keeping the heart occupied in the consciousness of Allah Ta'ala. So it's not a by the way thing. Zikr is an extremely fundamental thing. Yes, it's not in the category of the fuqaha on farz, wajib, etc. But for our progress in deen, we can't do without it. We have to attach ourselves very, very diligently to the zikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One is the dedicated time in which whichever prescribed askar, tasbihat are there, we try to complete that. Apart from that, throughout the day there should be something that's flowing on our tongues. Some zikr of Allah Ta'ala, whenever there's so much of time that we are not distracted from anything else, we are, whatever is happening will carry on, and something or the other can come up onto the tongue. We should not deprive ourselves of that. Rather should become accustomed to it and keep ourselves occupied in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. It's a very, very great thing. Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathiran ya rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khairil khalqi kullihim jazallahu anna nabiyyana muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu la ilaha illallah 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گو بد کردار نامہ سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار ہے یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبائے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا illallah, la ilaha 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 illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. الله الله جل جلاله عم نواله. الله 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 الله